Welcome to Blindspot, an audio podcast series about forensic science and the role forensic experts play in our judicial system. The name Blindspot comes from the fact that forensic experts can see and hear what laypersons cannot. Forensic experts reveal the blind spot in court using their experience and expertise as forensic scientists.
My name is Ed Primo, and I'm an audio-video forensic expert. I develop or process audio and video evidence to better hear and see the events as they occurred in the audio or video recording. I also authenticate audio and video evidence to learn if the evidence presented is real and should be used in court. I also conduct modern voice identification. By definition, an audio-video forensic expert is a person who scientifically gathers and examines data in the form of recorded media in order to resolve doubt. Law enforcement employs forensic scientists, as do other companies and organizations. I'm a private practitioner, and I've been an audio and video forensic expert since 1984. I believe there's a growing need for forensic experts in the United States as well as other parts of the world. That's why I decided to create this podcast. When I'm at social gatherings and people ask me what I do for a living, they become very interested and fascinated when I tell them that I'm an audio-video forensic expert. I suspect this is partly due to what's referred to as the CSI effect. Hollywood created this forensic television programming, which is both fascinating and unrealistic. The Hollywood-created CSI effect has raised the awareness of forensics and motivated a lot of professionals to consider a career as a forensic expert. Throughout the course of these podcasts, I plan on sharing information with our listeners about activity necessary to transition into a career as a forensic expert. I know firsthand what it takes to become a forensic expert because I've lived it for 30-plus years. There's never been a better time to transition into the field of forensic science and take your occupation and profession to a whole new level. There are many types of forensic experts, like audio and video forensics, accounting, medical, engineering, computer, and cell phone, to name a few. Being a forensic expert requires the scientific expertise necessary to investigate a piece of evidence being used in court. Forensic accountants, for example, know how to use software programs as well as their learned skill to help them solve accounting mysteries. They're also very good at math and problem solving. Forensic accountants are brought in when people suspect fraud and embezzlement, both personally and professionally. They go back into ledgers and bank statements to determine the who and how about the missing moolah. A forensic accountant has the talent, skill, and ability to solve these mysteries. But where did their talent come from? Of course, education can help the forensic expert improve their talent, skill, and ability, as well as their credibility. I know that much of the forensic expert's training is in the classroom, but I believe the best forensic experts not only learn their expertise in the classroom, but also in the field through hands-on experience. In this first episode of Blindspot, I want to cover an overview of the qualifications of a forensic expert. If you're thinking of a career as a forensic expert, you better begin with a solid foundation in your area of expertise. This is on-the-job experience, activity both behind a desk and in the field. Your forensic career will grow as your work experience grows. To document this experience, as forensic experts, we create what's referred to as a curriculum vitae, which is a Latin word meaning the course of life. In other words, things that have happened in your life. A CV is a document that lists your education, work experience, articles published and reviewed by your peers, as well as any continuing education and associations that you belong to. Eventually, your CV will also list the legal cases that you've worked on and successfully completed. So where do you begin when creating your CV? Start with your resume. Review your resume. If you don't have a resume, make one. If you don't know how to make a resume, find somebody that does and ask them for help. Your resume is the starting point for your forensic career. This document will eventually become your forensic expert curriculum vitae or CV. If you've graduated college, look around for some continuing education training in your field of expertise. This training can be a certificate course taught by another established forensic expert or a forensic association. Join associations and attend their meetings. This is a great way to learn more about your field of expertise, as well as meet people who will eventually become your peers. You can learn an awful lot by networking with your peers. Casual dinner conversation usually includes previous case stories and work experience. Once you get to know your peers, you can ask one of them that you've connected with to mentor you as you begin your transition into your new career as a forensic expert. Your curriculum vitae is very important and the most used document you'll ever have as a forensic expert. This is the document that allows everyone who reads it an understanding of your education and experience, as well as life accomplishments as a forensic expert. The reader will learn your experience and how it relates to the work that you're doing or have already completed. Your CV is also very important when qualifying you to testify in court. Your CV is also an integrity foundation. Forensic experts must have integrity. When you begin your career as a forensic expert, the first draft of your CV may look a bit sparse. Then as you continue your education and the number of cases that you work on and your work experience grows, you revise your CV. Of course, when you testify, those case captions are then added to your CV. I've gotten to the point where I revise my CV 4 times a year, once per quarter. I add and revise my case experience, trials and depositions that I've testified in, media appearances, articles that I've written and published, as well as my continuing education certifications. Your CV does not have to be perfect when you begin your forensic career. It's a work in progress. I remember back when I started to testify as an expert witness. A client lawyer asked me for a copy of my CV. At the time, I had no clue what a CV was. So I did some research and wrote the first draft of my first CV. I think it was 3 pages, if I remember right. I didn't save a copy, and this was back in the early 90s. One of the things I thought of doing was writing articles and contributing to professional industry-specific publications. Since I was a member of LEVA, the Law Enforcement Video Association, I wrote and submitted my first forensic article on 3/4 videotape recorders. The LEVA magazine published my article. In fact, 3 LEVA members contacted me and provided feedback. This was well before email communication caught on. The LEVA magazine was in print and mailed to all members. I still have that article somewhere because I keep just about everything. It's fun to look back at your accomplishments as you grow as an expert witness. Let's listen to a portion of an interview that I did with trial attorney Sean Warner out of Chicago, Illinois, as he discusses the role and importance of the forensic expert CV. How important is the forensic expert curriculum vitae to you as an attorney?
I guess over the years, when I first started out, I wanted somebody from Harvard, Yale, Cornell. And what happened was, you tend to get witnesses that do 2 things, or 3 things. A, they think because of their background, people are just going to believe them. They tend to be more the academic type than the actual person who's actually doing the surgery. So if you have somebody who teaches this surgery in a classroom as opposed to a surgeon who's actually doing it in a surgery, so I went back away from, it doesn't have to be, the guy doesn't have to be for Harvard, Yale, Princeton. What I want them is to have 2 things, understanding of the and knowledge of the subject matter and practical experience in so doing. And those are the 2 things that I think lay the heaviest on the curriculum vitae. Some people really focus on the what training this person has as opposed to what experience this person has, because of, in essence, if you had a surgeon who is an orthopedic surgeon who has done 99.9% knees his entire life and he comes in to testify on a shoulder procedure that he did once 20 years ago as a resident, even though he's a qualified surgeon on the knee, you probably don't want him testifying about the shoulder. So those are the things you kind of, you got to weave it all together out of the curriculum vitae, the training and the experience.
Got it. Well, that makes complete sense. Have you ever seen any cases where the forensic expert was disqualified because of a lack of these credentials?
Yes.
Was it ugly?
Well, it's not only ugly, but in a case, I had actually barred an expert from the other side. And by barring the expert from the other side, there was only one expert who was going to testify, and he was mine. That kind of takes the case from, you know, a case that might be a horse race to a case that's certainly leaning towards your side if the other side does not have an expert.
And who is that most important to? Do you think the judge, the jury, or both?
I think it's most important. The judge makes the initial decision, and once the judge makes the initial decision that there's going to be an expert there, they pretty much stay out of it. So I'd say it's probably more important to the jury, but the curriculum vitae may be more important to the judge because they're looking to make sure the person's qualified both educationally and training-wise.
Got it. This concludes this episode of Blind Spot. If you subscribe to this podcast, you'll be notified of future episodes as they're produced. We welcome your comments and questions at primoforensics@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.